welcome. This is Maureen St. Germain. I'm an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. This is Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain Talk Radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. Today, our guest is Iqbal Ashani. He is born in Kenya, East Africa, and a native to Canada right now. He was born of Indian parents and then later studied in Europe, growing up with an ear for sound. His experience is in contact with myriad of different cultures, and his innate curiosity motivated him to learn 6 languages and to further hone his acoustical artistry by exploring ethnic, spiritual, ceremonial music. As an international transformational teacher and author, I'm an intuitive. I'm extremely interested in helping you work with your guides and helping you reach your most evolved state. I teach many classes, including You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and it is a progressive manifestation workshop of the same name. I've also written a book called Beyond the Flower of Life, and that book is on the Merkaba meditation and the wonderful tools that you can use as you learn how to meditate any kind of meditation and connect with your higher self. Each week on our show, Heaven Sent, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you and grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Now, before I talk with Iqbal, I want to let you know that you can go to our website, www.maureenstgermain.com, to find our current special of the month. We also have Aromandala blends for every kind of emotional wound. Check them out on our special Aromandala page. We also have a whole new line that has emerged, which is called the Ascension line. So when you've done your work and you're feeling very proactive, you can then move on to a whole other layer of work. And remember, our personal Akashic Record readings are always a wonderful Christmas present for friends and family. And please know that having personally received the opportunity to give this guidance to many, I am very grateful to tell you that all of the clients say the same thing. They get rapid transformation and cosmic leaps in consciousness. And so today, I'd like to welcome Iqbal Ashani. Welcome, Iqbal.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Maureen.
One of the things that we wanted to talk about with you was about your personal journey and exploration with the sound, language, and culture, which inspired you to create music that is just penetrating deeper, toning into the consciousness and subconscious mind. So let's talk about that first. Can you tell me, I'd like to know outcomes right away to get people interested in staying with us. What could they, what do you see as the kind of transformation that occurs with your work?
Well, let me just quote you something very beautiful, which I was just flipping through right now, written by Hazrat Inayat Khan, and he said something very beautiful. He said, "You may ask, what kind of music can heal? Is it singing or playing, or is it something in the way of dance? Singing is the most powerful, for singing is living. It is prana. It is life itself. It is voice. No doubt, it is also life, which is working through an instrument by touch. But in singing, it is direct life, the breath touching the heart of the listener. But what must be behind this voice? There must be a heart prepared with the help of a battery that it needs. What is this battery? That battery is what we call love and sympathy, the greatest power there is."
Well, so with your work, you are teaching people to sing, or your singing activates people? Let's start with that.
Well, I'm singing to people. So basically what I'm doing is I'm singing, I'm giving certain mantras that quieten the people, the voice in itself and the music, the guitar. There's an example, you know, where I'm going to the hospitals and singing to kids who are sick so that they feel relaxed or calmer. And so the words that I'm using just calm them.
Uh-huh. Well, we have a member of our team who works as a therapist, a music therapist. She has actually a degree in music therapy. So what you're saying is the work you're doing is similar to that, and that you're working with the patients in a hospital, for example, hospital setting, that helps them calm. Do you get them to participate, or are you just the entertainer in the moment? And I do mean entertainer in a bigger sense.
Well, what usually happens is that I was invited to, you know, when I first came to Canada, I was invited to the by a lady to come and sing to the children in BC Hospital. And so I thought that's, you know, it's great. You volunteer, you get involved. So that's the story behind this. And as I went to the on the journey, there, as it got closer to the time where I had to sing to these kids, I thought, oh, my God, what am I going to sing to these people? These kids, they may be terminally sick. And here I am coming with something like La Bamba or, you know, something Spanish or you know, vivacious. And but then I said, you know, at the time I will be guided. So I let that go. And I got to the hospital and I met up with this lady who was actually invited me. And she said, I asked her what kind of kids the problems are having. She said, oh, they've been abused. And so that sort of took me off my guard. And I started playing. I set them in a circle. And luckily for me, the doctors, the nurses, the therapists, they were all there. And we participated in the sense of the circle. I asked them to start breathing with me. And a lot of these kids are used to being hit, so their hands are up in the air, you know, expecting a punch or something. It's very strange, but that's part of their fear. And so what I did was I tried to teach them that in the meditation, in different forms of meditation, chi meditation, Zen meditation, no one can touch you inside. No one can get at you there. But outside they can touch you, but inside not. So that's what I started asking them to breathe. And this is the song that I... May I play this song to you live?
Not just yet. I want to ask you some other questions.
Okay.
Can you tell me... you are a Qigong master.
Right.
And so I wonder, did you incorporate that in your work with the clients?
Yes. They're simple exercises. If you go onto my site, healingtv.ca, you can see exercises
right,
for the
moment.
Ear.
Let's go over that a little faster. Healing.
Healing like health, healingtv.ca.
Okay. So,
and then there,
here
on the left-hand side, you'll see Qigong.
At www.healingtv.ca, as in Canada,
yes.
Not C-O-M, like many of you are used to. And you would find information on how the idea of Qigong and music are coordinated into something new and different.
Right.
Is
and so
correct?
If you see on the left-hand side, you'll see that, you know, the different things you can click on, like music, film production, and the other one is Qigong.
Now,
and
another
so
thing that I learned from the friend of yours that told us about you and your work is that you are a filmmaker as well. So
yeah.
Have you incorporated that into this healing work that you now do?
Well, basically, the how I'm doing this healingtv.ca, how that is working is because I'm a filmmaker, I can actually film the process of Qigong. I can film the process of music. So this will be then put on as an online course if people are interested in seeing that. And today we're moving in an age where everything is, you know, being sent over by videos or, of course, radio.
Is there any possibility that you're playing some kind of sound in the background? It is interfering. If it's
no, it's the two guys, the technicians. I'm hearing them, too,
uh-huh.
Talking.
All right. Maybe our technicians will notice, and they will fix it.
Yeah.
All right. So I apologize. So with the technology of today, one can download films and things like that. Do you have something on YouTube that someone could look at?
Oh, yeah. All you have to do is just hit, you know, YouTube / Iqbali Shani. Or just go into my
so
site.
At the moment, you say your name in such a sweet way, and it is a lovely name, but it is
unfamiliar to
many who might not be used to the way you say your name and how it might be spelled. So
yeah.
It is I-Q, without a U, I-Q-B-A-L, and then the second word is Ishani, I-S-H-A-N-I, just the way it sounds. And if you were to YouTube that, you would find some of these interesting videos that you have. What would people find? Tell me about those.
Basically, what they would find is exercises for the ears. In fact, it's very easy. You can just go on to healingtv.ca and there click on Qigong, and it'll take you to the, you know, once you click on the videos on my site, you'll be taken to the YouTube site too.
Oh, very good.
You don't have to tell me.
Will they find what kinds of things will they discover? Because we want to give people a reason to go out, and they need to know what they're looking for, not just as in a way to find it, but content-wise, what would they find?
Yeah, content-wise, they would find exercises for the ears, exercises for the eyes.
But what is an exercise for the ear? Is not listening to you an exercise for the ear? An exercise for the ear?
Well, the ears have about 69 different meridian points.
Uh-huh.
So I'm teaching people an ancient tradition, which is 5,000 years old, which is actually activating those meridian parts as in a simple exercise.
That's very exciting. So does that mean that if a person perhaps is not using all of their ear capabilities, that this would help them expand that?
Absolutely. And the other thing is that in the Chinese medicine, the traditional Chinese medicine, the ear is connected with the kidney. So if you look at the shape of the ear and you look at the shape of a kidney, you will see that they're similar. So as I was learning many, many years ago with Chinese doctors, Qigong, I suddenly realized that the shape of the ear and the shape of the kidney are identical.
Yes, and I will tell you, as a teacher of sacred geometry, that shape is the all-familiar shape that comes out of the cornucopia, that would be very popular for this weekend in America, certainly, as the cornucopia is the symbol for Thanksgiving, and it is the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And that spiral is also found in the conch shell and in many other familiar shapes
in
art and design. So this shape, then, is a reflection of the golden mean or the divine proportion, as it is called. Now, how is that related to the kidneys?
Well, you see, I'm going to take it a step into why I'm teaching these exercises, because there's a lot of fear about, and according to traditional Chinese medicine...
Wait. Fear, what do you think this fear is about? There's not just global fear for everything. What kind of fear are you addressing?
My students who I'm teaching are, you know, a fear that we've had a economic breakdown.
Aha, okay. So you're referring to the financial systems and the ability as a culture and society to sustain ourselves in the current economic climate.
On the economic climate, material climate, then a lot of people have had divorces, emotional fear. Then we have
lifestyle
fear.
Changes as well.
Yeah, lifestyle changes, then fear, you know, created from the media that, you know, things that person was shot and this person. So there seems to be latent fear that something could happen if you're on the streets, you know, through the television. If you look at the news, you're confronted with a lot of death and, you know, destruction.
Sure.
And so that's
before
another...
Before we go back into that, we may need to take a quick break. I'm not sure where our producers are. We did start a little late, and they maybe have put all that information at the beginning. But I'm certain that they'll play a little background music for me if they need me to stop. Otherwise, we're going to keep going. And before we get into your discussion of the fear and why you created these tools, I would like people to know that they can find me at www.maureenstgermain, MaureenstGermain.com, or they can reach us at our phone number, 212-304-2123. We are in New York City, and the easy way to remember it is 212-3, 404-2123. So, Iqbal, let's go into what you were about to describe as the fear that you are addressing and why you created the sound healing of the ear.
Well, once we're activating the ear, if you go onto the healingtv.ca site, you will see how to activate the ear. This is opening up our, the ear is also for our balance. So if we're out of balance, you know, there are different things like fear are part of the system. So I'm incorporating, one, opening the ear to sound so that the balance, the area in the ear is balanced out so you can then start to actually relax. That's one way of doing it. The second thing in the Qigong system is to actually, it's our, the kidneys, which are connected with the ear, are also our system that flushes toxins out. And so we can, if we do these exercises with the kidneys, we can clear our kidneys and keep them healthy and also get rid of fear and anxiety by doing these exercises.
Now, I am also a practicer of Qigong. I do it several days a week.
Oh,
and my question to you is,
right,
the exercise that you describe, is that a physical movement or is it something one listens to as a sound?
It's the exercises are a physical movement connected
uh-huh.
with breath and movement. So you're actually, a lot of it is massaging the kidney area, getting that kidney area, stretching the body so that the kidneys are actually being stretched and worked upon.
Very good. Very good. All right, now, let's see. We have the idea here of healing the ear. So you're suggesting that there's certain sounds they can do and then certain physical exercises that they can do. Is there any other part of that that it would help our listeners understand how they could use it in their own life? How can they use it to make a difference for themselves?
How they can make a difference of
using your tool.
Well, basically, you know, there are two systems. One is that if you listen, if you open up, I think a lot of us are losing the capabilities of listening. We're all rushing around, and so if one can be calmed and utilize the ear to listen to other people, we will get a better feedback of what is happening around us. That's one area. If you open up these areas, all of a sudden you're opening up to being aware of the ear and the tool. As the ear is being opened, you start listening to the, if we listen to the background of what is happening around us, where we're listening, while we're listening to this radio show, we may hear different sounds, which we didn't actually, we drown them out. So there's sounds that create stress, and there's sounds that calm us. And so once the system that I'm teaching, once you've activated the ear using these different exercises, then you go into the music. So I go into live music, and I play them live music, and so that they can then let that flow through the ear and be aware of the listening and relax and calm themselves.
Nice.
And I teach,
very nice.
I teach them
so what
breath.
I think we, I would yeah. like us to do is talk a little bit more about your work, and then as our close, we'll let you play. And I'm
Absolutely.
Not sure how long your music will be on our show, but at least our guests will have a sense of what you do.
Yeah.
We
okay.
are speaking with Iqbal Ishani, who is a multicultural, multi-ethnic musician, sound healer and Qigong master, who has found a very powerful, unique way to influence our own healing and help individuals move towards healing. You can find him at www.healingtv.ca, as in Canada, healingtv.ca. And on his website, you can also find the link to the YouTube videos that would give you information and understanding of the exercises that he teaches to help heal the body and inspire the opening of the ear in such a way that then sound is even more effective as a healing device. Iqbal's name is spelled I-Q-B-A-L, I-Q-B-A-L, there's no U there, and then Ashani is exactly as it sounds, I-S-H-A-N-I. So you might Google him on YouTube if you don't go to his website. This is Maureen St. Germain, and you are listening to Maureen St. Germain, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We invite you to check out our own healing aromatherapy, Aromandalas, and our product line, our workshops, our meditation workshops, our ascension workshops, and our manifestation workshops that are very powerful. I do teach all over the U.S. and the world. I just finished actually teaching two workshops in Canada this past 2 weeks. I was in both Calgary and Edmonton. You can reach our offices at 212-304-2123 and MaureenStGermain.com. So, Iqbal, now would be the ideal time to play for us the music that you had to share, and we will end our show with that. This is Maureen St. Germain saying thank you for joining us, and thank you, Iqbal, for being with us.
All right. Thank you.